Gravitational Waves Tomography of Low-Scale Leptogenesis, by Satyabrata Dutta et al. A long-lived scalar field, phi, which couples weakly to the right-handed, RH, neutrinos, NRI, generates small RH neutrino masses, Me, in low-scale leptogenesis, LSL, mechanisms, despite having a large vacuum expectation value V phi. In this case, the correlation shared by the MIS and the duration of the non-standard cosmic history driven by the phi provides an excellent opportunity to study LSL signatures on primordial gravitational waves, GWs. We find it engaging, specifically for the gravitational waves that originate due to the inflationary blue-tilted tensor power spectrum and propagate through the non-standard cosmic epoch. Depending on Me, broadly, the scenario has two significant consequences. First, if LSL is at play, GWs with a sizable blue tilt do not contradict the Big Bang nucleosynthesis, BBN, bound even for the post-inflationary models with very high-scale reheating. Second, it opens up a possibility to probe LSLs via a low-frequency and a complementary high-frequency measurement of GW spectral shapes which are typically double-peaked. For a case study, we consider the recent results on GWs from the pulsar timing arrays, PTAs, as a backquote measurement, at the low frequencies and forecast the signatures of LSL mechanisms at the higher frequencies. This was Gravitational Waves Tomography of Low-Scale Leptogenesis, by Satyabrata Dutta et al.